Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was shut and closed up because of the sons of Israel. No one came out and no one went in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Look, I have delivered Jericho and its king into your hand, valiant warriors though they be. And you will circle round the city, all the men of war. Go around the city once. And so you will do for 6 days. And 7 priests will bear 7 far-sounding ram's horns before the ark. And on the 7th day you will circle round the city 7 times, and the priests will blow the ram's horns. And it will come to pass, when you draw out a far-reaching sound on the horn, when you hear the sound of the ram's horn, that all the people will utter a great shout, and the wall of the city will collapse. And the people will go up, each man forwards." Then Joshua the son of Nun called for the priests, and he said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests take up 7 far-sounding ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." And they said to the people, "Cross over and encircle the city, and let every armed man cross over before the Ark of the Lord." And it came to pass, as Joshua spoke to the people, that the 7 priests, bearing the 7 far-sounding ram's horns, before the Lord, crossed over and sounded the ram's horns, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. And he who was armed went before the priests who sounded the ram's horns. And the rear guard followed the Ark, and they went sounding the ram's horns. Then Joshua commanded the people, and he said, "Do not shout, and do not let your voices be heard, and let nothing be uttered from your mouth until the day when I say to you, 'Shout!' Then you will shout." So the Ark of the Lord circled round the city by going round once, and they came back to the camp, and they lodged at the camp. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord, while 7 priests were bearing 7 far-sounding ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord, walking continually and sounding the ram's horns, and whoever was armed went before them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord, and they sounded the ram's horns as they went. And they circled round the city on the 2nd day once, then they returned to the camp. So they did for 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early at the break of dawn and circled round the city 7 times, as was this custom, except that on that day it was 7 times that they circled round the city. And it came to pass the 7th time that the priests sounded the ram's horns, and Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city shall become a cursed place to the Lord, it and everyone in it, except that Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all those with her at home, because she hid the 2 scouts whom we sent. And indeed, you must be on your guard with the cursed place, so that you do not become a cursed person, and you take anything from the cursed place, and you make the camp of Israel become a cursed sight, and you cause it sorrow. And all silver and gold and articles of copper and iron are holy to the Lord. They will go into the Lord's treasury." Then the people shouted, and the ram's horns were sounded. And it came to pass that, when the people heard the sound of the ram's horn, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall collapsed, and the people went up into the city, each man forwards, and they captured the city. And they obliterated everything in the city, both man and woman, both child and old man, including oxen and sheep and donkeys, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the 2 men who spied on the land, "Go to the house of the prostitute woman, and bring the woman out from there with all those belonging to her, as you swore to her." So the young men who did the spying went in and brought Rahab out, and her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and all that belonged to her. And they brought out all her family members and set them down outside the camp of Israel. Then they burnt the city with fire, and everything that was in it, except that they put the silver and gold, and the articles of copper and iron, in the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua let Rahab the prostitute live, and the household of her father, and everyone that belonged to her, and she has been living in the midst of Israel to this day, because she hid the scouts whom Joshua sent out to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, and he said, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who arises and builds this city, Jericho. He will lay the foundations at the cost of his firstborn, and he will install gates at the cost of his younger son." And the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was spread all over the land.